So Laura in the BOAG World Forum is having a little bit of a panic because she's in the situation of having to put together her first ever formal pitch, her first ever formal proposal. In the past, she's managed to avoid such things, and good for her. I don't blame her not wanting to do it. But producing a proper response to a tender is an important part of the web design process. And whether you're a web designer having to write the things or a website owner having to interpret the things, I think having an understanding of what website owners look for in these kinds of documents is really important from both sides of the fence. So in the website owner's manual in chapter 3, I talk about how to kind of read between the lines of a proposal that you receive to work out whether or not the person tendering is appropriate or not, and the things that you should look for. So let me share a few of those, and then if you're writing a proposal, you can make sure you cover these things, and if you're reading one, you can look for them to see if you can get the answers you need. The first thing that you should look for is, does this company have capacity? Is the team big enough? Does it have the right skills to deliver the project? To help you make a judgment, a good agency will ensure that the information in the proposal includes things like the size and the makeup of their company. But you also need to consider, just because they're a big company, they may still be very busy. You know, and so have a lot of projects going on and be pretty stretched. So don't always just think you need a big team. What you need is somebody that has got the right skills and is available to do the work. One way you might want to do it is actually contact previous clients and ask them whether or not you know, the projects went smoothly. So if you're a web designer, you want to include references as well so that your prospective client can contact any existing clients. Next thing you want to know is, do they have experience? Does the agency or freelancer that has submitted the proposal have experience on working on similar projects or stuff in the same sector? Because that kind of thing is invaluable. It will dramatically reduce the learning curve, and this will affect costs and timescales. So if you're producing a proposal, make sure that you draw the reader's attention to any work that you have done that is in some way relevant to this project, either in terms of technology, design style, sector, or whatever else. Can they produce the right design style is a kind of lead on from this. The chosen agency must be able to design an interface that reflects your brand identity and appeals to your kinds of users. So most proposals will contain examples of work of websites that are similar in some way, either aimed at the same demographic or in the same sector or whatever else. So check those out and make sure that you're confident that the agency can reflect your branding and reach your audience. You also need to ask yourself, can they deliver technically what you require? Good web design is a lot more than just the interface. And increasingly, web projects include kind of complex development work, and an agency has to be able to demonstrate a capability to deliver this kind of work. So if you're putting a proposal together, if there's something like a content management system involved, you need to be able to reference other content management systems you've built. You need to be able to explain the technology and that kind of stuff. So that's just some of the things that you need to include in your proposal, but also, and most importantly, make sure that the reader can contact you easily and contact references easily, because they're going to want to follow up on those to work out how reliable you are and whether you deliver on time and in budget and that kind of thing. So hopefully that's useful both for Laura if she's putting together a proposal, but also for those of you out there that are having to read proposals and try and decide which agency to go with. There are just some of the things you want to look for.